The Connecticut Resources Recovery Authority says it's facing a $7.6 million budget gap for the next three fiscal years. But a state-sponsored audit released earlier this month said the shortfall was a lot higher, around $23 million. CRA burns tons of waste each year at its Hartford facility, and it sells that energy back to the grid. But as natural gas becomes more available, electrical rates have declined. Thomas Kirk is CRA's president and CEO. He presented a draft of the company's transition plan and says falling electricity prices are a reason for the company's issues. Kirk says one way to close the revenue gap would be to extend the same energy credits that benefit wind and solar power suppliers to the CRA. But he admits it's a hard sell.
The specter of trash to energy as a benefit to the environment is a hard swallow because environmentalists tend to see, and not incorrectly so, smokestacks is something we want to avoid.
And the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection sees it that way, too. Last year, DEEP Commissioner Dan Esty spoke out against extending renewable energy credits to the trash agency. Another financial issue is salaries. CRRA currently employs more than 40 workers. The state audit says compensation for the agency's senior management was higher compared to private waste companies. But Kirk says the agency is looking for ways to economize.
We're run just like any other business, only we have the additional pressure of public ownership and First Selectmen that have very sharp pencils.
The trash agency's full transition plan is due at the end of the month. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.